Very cool. I'm still not buying it.
They were good.
Oh, but it's real nice. Oh, okay. Oh, I thought this one was for sale too. They were all for sale.
I guess they're all for sale.
You told me the other night it was for sale.
Everything I've got for sale.
You asked me if I wanted to buy it the other night. Did it already come off the market? You already got a buyer?
This one, yeah, but you're this is the Mel B.
I know it is.
Well, that,
you said it was for sale.
That right there is worth a couple of grand.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's why I'm not buying it.
But I give you a break.
I'm on a budget.
Yeah, Derek. I went to Gruen Guitars in Nashville and saw this guitar and played it and walked out of the store. And I got home and started feeling lack of buyer's remorse. Yeah. And so I called them. And I had the serial number off of it and I said, it was made in 72. And I said, 72D21, B1221 that you have. Oh, yeah, we still got it. I hope so. I was in there yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, so can I buy that, over the phone and have you ship it to me? He says, yeah. Okay, so now it's time, whenever there's a guitar that's for sale, it's got a price tag on it. And I guess, am I the only person that asked if I can do any better than the price tag,
I always do.
And so I said, can you take anything off of that? And he says, not on that one, I don't think. I believe that's the one we have in here on consignment. So they won't let me come off of it. He says, that's Mel B's guitar.
Mm, yeah.
And I go, it's whose?
The funny thing is, I couldn't recognize Mel B, but I know his hands better than
I do. Yeah,
Mel B guitar method.
Oh, yeah.
You have that. We all have the same book.
So he says, yeah, and he says, we didn't tell you that. That's Mel B's guitar. And I said, no, I didn't. He says, well, with the guitar goes the two Mel B instruction books with this guitar on the cover of them.
Sweet.
And I said, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then after you hung up and they had your credit card number, they went, he bought it.
Get another one of those out of the back.
That's right.
We saw the floor
song,
model.
Another headstock. Come on.
We saw the floor model. Get another one.
Well, they sent me the guitar and then they sent three other things. They sent the two magazines.
Yeah.
And then they also sent a letter stating that the guitar was worth exactly what I had paid for it, an estimate from Gruen Guitars, this guitar is worth X number of dollars, which was exactly what I paid for it, which I thought was really exceptional.
I have their book if you'd like to double check
it. It would have sucked just a little bit if they had put in a couple $100s. I know what I paid for it. And I was kind of hoping they might go north of what I paid for it, but they pretty much said, okay, it's worth what Mel said it was worth. So, but that's just, I thought it was funny. It's my legacy.
As soon as you tell me how much you're going to sell it to me for, then I'd like to see that piece of paper.
I don't think I know.
You tried to sell it to me the other night.
And Ed says I shouldn't sell that one wherever it is.
No, I keep this one. I keep that one. That's a good guitar. Come on. You gonna do that?
I'll never get my
credit card. Yeah. Charmin wants to. All right, here it comes.
Y'all can play along with this because y'all know.
Before you do it, don't do it too well, because when you do a song real well, Charmin falls in love with you, and it takes nine more, and you're in trouble.
I'll teach you blackberry wine.
Yeah, really, you're safe.
Send the scales back the other way.